Yeah, host Keith the Madman, coming straight to you with movies, cigars, and a brew. Discussing movies while kicking back, whether they are good or they're bad. With the hottest movies and non-release, I am talking about details and what I see. So tune into the podcast while I vent with reviews, news, and nonsense. Yeah.
Welcome to Movie Cigars and Brew. I'm your host, Keith, and tonight's movie, as we wind down this summer, is The Gift. This movie stars Jason Bateman, Annie Hall, and Joel Egerton. Joel Egerton is actually getting his first take at being a director in this. This is his debut direction. This movie is a thriller, twisty sort of movie, and in it, Jason Bateman plays Simon, and Robin is played by Annie Hall. They're a cute couple, you know, and yuppies, basically, from Chicago that are transplanted to Los Angeles for a job opportunity for Simon, who is moving up the corporate ladder. Annie has recently had a miscarriage and is recovering from that entire scenario, and there are elements of it. You can see that she's very sad about it when she visits her neighbor who has a kid, and you can see that there's, as you move through the movie, you'll see there's some inklings that she's got some sadness that she's trying to get over in that. Not long into the movie, you know, as they buy a house and they start to put their stuff in the house as Simon settles into his new job, they go to a store and run into a strange individual. His name is Gordo, who seemingly knows Simon from the past. And Simon seems to have a recollection of who he was, but he calls him creepy at one point. But they do exchange numbers, and even before they're able to actually get together for a formal dinner, he leaves a gift for them, which definitely comes across as odd, and this behavior continues to build and grow. I mean, this is a thriller, so you know that there's going to be, you know, this seemingly very happy couple. Both harbor, you know, dark things from their past. And there is a prior relationship between Gordo and Simon. I'll tell you, overall, I was kind of surprised by this movie because there was no point in it that they went full bore crazy. It almost makes it creepier because the actions and reactions of the people in the movie are mostly sane, given what occurred to them in life and given their own personal character. I think that's the redeeming quality about this. It's like they used a certain element of restraint on creating a mostly plausible storyline, given, you know, the characters that were involved with it. It could have easily gone way off the map and been terrible. I mean, there's a few elements that kind of make you groan. I mean, I always groan a little bit when there's the dark hallway, you know, with Annie kind of walking up this dark hallway and suddenly being scared by X, and you can put whatever the X is. And it's usually not even the creepy person. It's just a ploy to get that kind of scare tension in the movie. Overall, there was definitely a lot of tension in this movie as you're trying to figure out the different elements. And the restraint is what really makes it work. That plus, I think, Jason Bateman, Annie Hall, and Joel all played very good roles and did so very well within the script they were given, and did not overplay any element of it. At the end of the day, I enjoyed this much more than I expected to, and I'm going to give it a B. That's it for me. Until next time.